Giants and the Cubs at AT&T Park, and this dog has already lasted longer on a skateboard than I ever did. Bottom one, the slumping Buster Posey digs in to face Jose Quintana.
And he hits a high fly ball deep left center field. Back goes Jay, back to the wall, and that is going to be a three-run homer. Three-run home run for Buster Posey. Third base umpire Sam Holbrook calling it a home run. The Cubs may put up a little bit of a beef because it looked like a fan may have reached over the wall. The wall is only 8 feet high. John Jay was back trying to make a play, and it looked like a fan may have reached out over the fence. The 0-2 now from Quintana. A little liner into right field, a base hit. Hayward's going to throw to the plate. Here comes Crawford. The throw, the slide, the tag, safe at home plate. Giants lead 4-0. Yeah, isn't that funny? Here's a ground ball right side, fielded by Posey, and he shovels it to Block. Block with 7 strong innings. That'll probably be his final pitch of the night, number 100. The Cubs do nothing, and the 1-2. Kyle hits a high pop fly. Crawford, the shortstop in very shallow center, will glove it, and the Cubs are limited to just 1 run in this 8th inning. 2-2 on Crawford. The lead at second by Posey. Here's a bouncer toward the middle. Tough play. Happ's got it. No, he doesn't. It goes into center field. Posey will score. Giants lead 6-3. Here's a bouncer toward the middle. It's going to be gloved by Panic. He'll throw to first, and the Giants have beaten the Cubs here on this Tuesday night. Jay bounces out to second. San Francisco wins it by a score of 6-3.
The Cubs fell behind early on a first-inning home run by Buster Posey, and Ty Block set down the Cubs' offense through 7, giving up only 2 runs as the Cubs suffered a 6-3 setback at AT&T Park on Tuesday. Here is Chicago skipper Joe Maddon.
We just didn't play well. We did not play well out there, and it started out from the beginning. I've talked about it from, I think, day one of spring training. For us to get back to the promised land, we got to catch the ball. Maybe not at the level we did last year, but a lot better than we have to this point. You know, overall, I mean, the starting pitching has held up pretty nicely. I mean, we gave up those runs and maybe, you know, Quintana, but I mean, that first inning, you know, the ground ball kind of put him in a bad spot. So it's hard to say. I thought he actually threw the ball okay after that. I'm just into starting pitching, catching the ball on defense, and I'll take our chances in the rest of the game. We just have to tighten it up on defense. From his very first pitch, I knew something was wrong. I mean, he just looked awkward the way he walked that first. He never does that. He never misses by that much. Sent out Boss to talk to him. He said he was fine. And then I could see on the next pitch it was not fine. The base hit by Sandoval went out there. He finally agreed that his neck was bothering him a bit, so we got him out of there quickly. So being evaluated, we'll know more in a little bit.
The Cubs look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Kyle Hendricks. He'll be opposed by Madison Bumgarner.